Huh?
What is Dhamma?
Yeah. Dhamman is the hem of the skirt, your skirt, yeah. Dhamman is the end part, skirt, you know this, what do you call this?
The hem.
The hem, yeah, that is the hem. Why? Hold on to the Dhamman, why? What does it signify?
Well, I've just heard, not just with one hand, with...
Yeah, but why? We don't want to be a burden on his cloak. What does it signify? Linda, it means this. He has given us to understand everything that he tells us to do. So there is a meaning behind it. What happens is he gives us a figure of a baby, child who has started to walk and can be taken out somewhere. So whenever mother takes this baby or child into a crowded place, the first reaction is to... clinging to mother's skirt, you know, holding there. Okay? Why? What does it signify? It wants some protection, depending on mother, relying on mother, you know. It's like that. Once the grip is lost, then what happens in a crowded place? Child is lost. So hold on the grip. You are in a crowded place. It's this world is like a carnival, you know. And you are going there, and you are a little baby who just now started to walk about. Be careful. Hold on to my skirt, otherwise you'll be lost. And hold on with both hands. You follow? The meaning behind it is total reliance. Depend exclusively on me. Become like child. Be childlike. It signifies that. That's the meaning. Tell the story, Devana.
Yeah.
Tell that beautiful story.
Which story?
Of a little child that has grown up a little and child that is still clinging on to the father. Or the father clinging on to the child.
Okay, there was...
Loudly!
Yes, sir. Is that loud?
Yeah.
Can everyone hear?
Yeah.
Almost.
Jack! There was a father, and he had two sons. And, you know, he was the sort of father who would like to go out with his kids, give them a good time, enjoy all the beauties of the world. So one day... he's with his two sons, and they're walking through a field. And the field is like a meadow, you know, out in the open. And the older boy, who's not that old, but, you know, like 9, 10, 11, he's holding on to his father's hand. But the smaller boy is really little. He's only 4 or 5 years old. So the father has him straddling his shoulders, you know, where he can hold on to his legs and his little feet dangle. And they're walking across the field. And as they're walking along, suddenly they see in the sky a kite. And the children, of course, are mesmerized by the sight of the kite. So the big boy, he sees it, and all the color and beauty of it, he just lets go of his father's hand, and he starts running through the meadow towards the kite. And in that running, he also loses sight of the ground, of everything around him. His father's not holding his hand. And so he falls and trips because, you know, there's like potholes and crevices and little rocky parts. So he falls down. But the little boy who's on the father's shoulder, he sees the kite.
He enjoys
it. And he's enjoying and excited. He claps his hand and goes, look, look. But he's in the safety of his father's grasp. And the significance of the story is that we should all be like the child who has such reliance on his father that he's kept safe regardless of the situation.
And he's not debarred from enjoying.
Yeah.
He can enjoy as much as he likes. But that safety factor should be there. Yeah. Holding, having a hold on him or him holding you. Either side. And unless and until you remain childlike, it's not possible. It is true. It's obvious.
So, Urge, so in that figure of the small child holding on to the skirt of the mother, so it occurs to me that if the small child lets go,
yes,
that the natural thing to do when you're a small child is to just stand there and scream to your mother.
That's true.
Call out your mother's name. And if you do that, then the mother will come back.
Sure. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But what happens is that hope, the child has that little sense to scream. Yeah. But if it gets dazed and gets lost in that carnival, the crowd and all that, and the mother has walked up all by herself, who will be able to hear the screaming and all that? Or she may be dazed, or she didn't know, just like, yeah. We have found so many children being lost in Amartithi time, you know. They have to be announced and all that. They don't know where the parents are. They don't even know the name, you see, properly, you know. So we have to lift the child up and put it on the public address system. Is there anybody lost the child and all that sort of
thing? 5 rupees.
Uh-oh. It is like that. The child must have that sense to scream and cry out. That's why we should also form the habit of screaming, crying out.
Sri Ramakrishna would talk about that. Just being completely helpless and being totally dependent upon one's mother.
Yeah. So often, it is.
He also said that if the father is holding your hand, then you can't stumble and fall. But if you're holding your father's hand, then
there's a chance of stumbling. Yeah. That's right. So make it a point to see that your father holds your hand. That's why Baba says to us, there's no charm in being a seeker. Be the one who is sought by me. Seekers are there plenty in the world who seek the truth and all that, and seek their Lord and all that. But when will you learn to be the one who is sought by me? Where is Fred? Where is Linda today? She's not here. What has happened? You know, that is, he is inquiring after you. Where are you? You see, there's a difference between the seeker and the sought. You have to become the sought. Not S-O-T, of course. S-O-E-G-H-T. He should all the time be eager to find out, where have you gone? Where are you? I miss you. Where are you? Pardon?
How to do that, Eric? How do you do that? How do you become the
sot? Make him miss you. By endearment, That's how it is. See that you don't incur his displeasure. And people ask us, what is that? How are we to know? When is he displeased? But Baba has said that, it's innate in you. It is there all the time. There's no need to let you all, to have your long list of how I am displeased with you. It's there, it's inborn. It has been bestowed upon you right from the very time inception, you see. You know it, what displeases me. No need for me to give you a long list of it. It is there. There's a gadget there that ticks there all the time. Immediately. If you take cognizance of it, of course, then you become aware. But if you remain deaf and dumb and blind to it, go on, lead your life. Nobody is going to stop you. Baba is happy, you are happy, everything is fine. Go on. That's how it is.